Okay, I've got 1:33. We'll reconvene this special meeting, reconvene an open session, the special meeting at this time. I provided all of you with updated copies that reflect comments from yesterday, as well as some input from this morning. So what I'd like to do is based off of the input and updates from the last few days, and then and welcome any of your questions. So what you've got before you, and I'll hit a couple of the key highlights. With this being revised, it is a projected tax rate of 44.8240, which would be a 7.5 cent increase from last year. We have a total budget reserve of 14.96% and an operating budget in the general fund of 19.2%. All right, so based off discussions, and again, this is over proposed and what we've recently discussed, there were increases to fees of office for constables in precinct 3 and 4. There were increases in fines from the county court at $115,000. And from JP Precinct 3 to $145,000. Disabled veteran tax exemption, we pushed that up to $460,000 based off of conversations. Then.
So on fines on county court, I had a note the other day that had 110 by it with a check mark, but this one says 115.
Yes, sir.
I was just.
There were some discussions and input that had that earmarked at 115, and
okay.
I wasn't going to split hairs over it. I mean,
I just know that that was looking a little different. I was just curious.
It absolutely.
And the same thing on that next one. I had 140, which was marked by JP Precinct 3, but it looks like our projection is close to that 145, so we've come to that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
And then again, the same, you know, kind of the same methodology with the disabled veteran tax exemption.
So I had 460 with check mark by that one. So,
me too.
So that's where we are with that. You will note there are adjustments to the my eyes are crossing me. The miscellaneous grant funds.
I did touch base with Mr. Boyd on that. I have not talked to the JPs, but that Fund 74 transfers.
Okay.
I talked to Mr. Boyd about that. We're all on the same page.
All right. Very good. I appreciate that. So, and again, that also reflects that we anticipate the SS4A reimbursement coming in prior to the closeout of this fiscal year. And then with the reimbursement for the HMP is still programmed in there. And then I think this is where we pick up the Fund 74 is under the miscellaneous, where we have increased transfer in from capital improvement because there was a pretty healthy balance there. So that amount increased, as well as additional funds from Fund 74 transferred in.
And so, Judge, just to, we talked about yesterday, I was going to look into those fees on the record, the county's records management fees and archive fees.
Yes.
So I did have a chance to look into that. I do believe that if the court wanted to, they could transfer some of those funds out of those two bottom accounts in that list that are, they are controlled by the Commissioner's Court. And I think that the appropriate way to transfer those or to expense those instead of picking a particular person in a particular office would just be to transfer those funds out into the general fund to offset the costs of records management and archives that are currently in the budget to be paid through the clerk departments. I think that would, but looked up the statutes and law, and Ms. Newton helped me find the little cheat sheet on tax website. So I think if we move those funds over, we'll be fine doing that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. So from, again, from previous discussions, I believe that the revenues there reflect what had been discussed.
And by the way, I'm okay with moving some of those funds.
The county judge, under the county judge, again, I'd ask for $3,500 on the travel. One of the things that I'm going to work with Mr. Wood on is I'm not sure that when reimbursements come in from TAC on some travel expenses, that they're going back into that line item to more accurately reflect, you know, what that expense is. But then have, again, removed software, decreased miscellaneous, and removed office equipment. Under the Commissioner's Court, there was a proposal for $6,000 under miscellaneous for disaster contingency, and I'll put that back in. County clerk, I believe there was maybe some confusion about what total number of personnel, and going back and looking, I believe that under her department, this court has previously authorized 9 positions. And so one position was put back into the budget to reflect that. Again, addressed her travel in compliance with what her request was, reducing miscellaneous to $500. The emergency management position put back in there is previously under the proposed budget. The non-departmentals, running down the list, we went back and tried to get a better grasp of what it might look like for the IT software, and I believe $180,000. Is a good projected number. $30,000 under the hardware. The break fix, we left at $20,000 and then set the maintenance at $300,000. And I know that Mr. Belt, that that may not be exactly how you'd broken it down, how we paid previously, but I think between those two line items, we can get break fix repairs and also give us some latitude in getting something contracted.
Yes, and of course, my only concern continues to be the that's about 10 computers, $30,000. Computers, but that's if nothing else goes. That's if we don't have to, if we have to buy one big something or other, you know, if something goes down at the data center, one of those things goes out, maybe we're going to blow it up, won't blow up the budget, on hardware. Because, you know, some of them things cost $5 to $10 a piece if one of them goes out. But we've got lots of money in maintenance. I think be sufficient. So I agree. Well, I think there's plenty of money there. It's just probably going to use some of that maintenance money for if something blows up in the.
No, I understand. We've had varying numbers on miscellaneous for non-departmental, reduced that from 70,000. There's a proposal at one point talked about 80,000, setting it at 50,000.
I think even I wrote down here in my parentheses, Commissioner Taylor actually said 10,000. What if we were to put that at 10 and move, it won't affect what the number in the budget is right now, but move that up to the break fix. That way it's accounted for, it's in the same department group. Then we kind of take care of two problems. So that would take definitely 10 in there and put 40 up in the break fix. And that would make Mr. Belt a lot happier, wouldn't it?
Yes, I look back, got another break fix bill today for August. Send it over to get paid. It was 101 pages of details, calls for service. Let's see here, so a lot of y'all don't know what it is. August was $4,747.50. So last month's, I think I told y'all yesterday, I think it was $6,112 or something like that. I really think our break fix is going to run. It kind of depends on what we charge the maintenance, what we charge the break fix, but what we have been calling break fix is going to be running around that $60,000 a year thereabouts. Looks like, projected out this year, it's going to be about 50, but so $56,000 a year.
Okay, any other input or question on the non-departmental? Okay. County court at law, the only adjustment that was made there was under the training and travel. And again, it's a reimbursable training expense I believe we're going to have with the new court coordinator, court reporter. An adjustment to office supplies and software training and travel for the 52nd District Court.
Judge, on that juvenile court, we talked yesterday about maybe doing away with that juvenile court budget, moving those two numbers over where those other attorney's fees and stuff were. Did y'all talk about that, or did you decide that you don't want to do that, or y'all haven't had a chance to do that yet, or what your thoughts on that?
Because the juvenile court is operating as a court in and of itself, I thought it was best to reflect those two expenditures there for those court purposes. Anything else? CPS court reflects the reduction in miscellaneous. The 440th, there were no adjustments from previous discussions. Indigent defense and pretrial services reflects, I think we might have discussed it before, about the October, November, December being at a rate of 55,000. And then for the director, and then picking up in January with the 58,656.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be at 49? I mean, it's, I think that's his current pay. But they're going to calculate it at his current pay, right?
No, at 55. That all the exempt positions then would be those same 3 months. Or the three administrative kind of exempt positions would all be following the exact same pay schedule throughout the year.
55 until January 1, 25, then 58 to 56.
Yes, sir. I don't believe there were any other adjustments to the indigent defense and pretrial services. Court bailiffs, as we discussed, added some into fuel and oil. Repair and maintenance was left as it was proposed, or no, it was put a little put 2,000 more in there, so it should reflect 6,000 for. Fuel and oil, 6,000 for repair and maintenance, 3,000 for training and physicals, 500 under the miscellaneous, and removed the security equipment. Pro se clinic, there were no adjustments from previous discussions. The district clerk was training and travel, was put back at 4,000. Miscellaneous had been reduced to 500, and the rest of the items remained the same. JP Precinct 1, that one employee was set at 53,986.40. And when we get to salary schedules, we'll reflect that, how that came about. JP Precinct 2, 3, and 4. I don't believe there was any changes based off of discussions that we'd had. Miscellaneous had previously been reduced, as well as office equipment where appropriate had been removed. The county attorney removed the miscellaneous to zero that out. And the previous amounts All their previous amounts remain the same. The district attorney, changes that we had discussed were for fuel at 10,000, putting his travel back at 11,000. And then with dues and subscriptions at 4,000, miscellaneous at 2,000, and then removing office equipment. I think maybe that would have already been done. Under the county auditor, miscellaneous being reduced to 500. Under the county treasurer, again, the 55 for 3 months and the 58, 656 for 9 months. I believe that the treasurer had said that there could be a salary reduction on payroll, and I thought that it was equitable to keep that in line with the other assistant clerks and tax assessor collector in those positions. But that was not something that I'm aware of that she specifically asked for.
I remember us talking about this yesterday, Judge. There's a difference in one of those employees' pay from the this version to that version.
Okay. And I think the other adjustment there was again reducing miscellaneous from 1,000 to 500. Under the tax assessor collector, from previous discussions, there was 5,000. For contract services for his scanning. $1,500 for fuel and oil. Resetting his travel at 2,500. Also, resetting his miscellaneous to 2,500. Courthouses and annexes under maintenance. Setting building repair and maintenance at $250,000. Requested adjustments to for salaries. And setting miscellaneous at 500, consistent with the other departments. Under the jail, we're going to page 14. Setting the jail supplies at 30,000, janitorial supplies at 39,000, and the prison board at $2.7 million. And the other items remain the same. For the four constables, there were no adjustments from previous discussions. I didn't have any notes that there was anything to change there. Under the Sheriff's Department, for law enforcement supplies, had reset that to 70,000. Uniforms at 18,000. Travel at 4,500. Office equipment removed out of that line item completely. And all of the numbers previously discussed remained the same. Any questions there? Indigent health, a reduction in travel to 500, a reduction in our indigent health allowance to 600,000, and a reduction in miscellaneous to 500. Other health and welfare, we've got as previously proposed or calculated, was the same for the health insurance for retirees. Our legal commitments at 40,000, and the reduction of miscellaneous to zero. The county agents, I did not have notes as far as any adjustments from what had previously been proposed.
Bridget.
Well,
she's considered an executive assistant. She.
That is correct.
Wouldn't she get the same raise as the other executive assistants?
Well, I was not sure completely on how we would address those. So I would like to address that piece at the end of this as a whole. And, you know, because I'm not going line by line on all of the clerical and administrative raises, but what I can tell you is from what I believe the court had discussed and proposed, all of those raises are built into this budget with the steps other than the executive assistants. There was no changes under adult probation. There were no changes under juvenile probation. Under other supported services, under litigation, setting that at 100,000. Miscellaneous was reduced to 5,000. Economic development was 5,000. And the equipment line item there taken to zero. And again, that's a tax rate of 0.29630 to support the general fund and would leave us with a reserve of 19.2%. Road and Bridge. After everything was said and done, there was a little over, $300,000 that would have been in his fund balance. So the proposed rate to support Road and Bridge was reduced from 0.0867 to 0.0817. And that includes an increase in the vehicle registration fees to $740,000, a reduction in sale of surplus equipment to $10,000, and the rest of the revenues remained the same. With respect to expenditures, the contract services reduced based off of Mr. Latham's input. Then looking at training and physicals, that remained at $8,000. Miscellaneous was at $17,500. Bridges and right-of-way at $1,000. And office equipment reduced to $1,000. Fund 30, the Law Library Fund. There were no adjustments that we made to revenues or expenditures.
The library has no objections.
We have consensus.
The librarian had a meeting. You have, y'all haven't been able to die. When you're here.
When he argues with himself, he does a really good job.
I broke it in my office staff today at lunch. That was a law librarian, and they needed to prepare for taking over my duties and responsibilities October 2027. So you
got 28.
Sorry, Judge.
Humor is a good thing. It is a good thing. Fund 31, records management. We had discussed increasing revenues for both the county clerk as well as the archive fees. And then looking at what had been brought in historically from the district clerk's fees, that number was reduced to reflect what we think is a more accurate number on the revenue side. So that so we're at 100,000 on the county clerk fees, 600 on the district clerk fees, and 100,000 on the archive fees. And there were no adjustments to in expenditures from what had previously been discussed. And Mr. Belt, is this where you were saying that you believe some county archive fees could come out of here?
Yes, sir. I think so. Down there at the bottom, that those two that are noted, county and courts record preservation, it appears to me that those are the funds that are under the sole control of the commissioner's court to be expended. And the statute is pretty clear. It says to support the county clerk in their maintenance of those records. So being as that the county through Fund 10 pays a lot of the personnel in the clerk's office that is maintaining those records. I think that it would be totally appropriate and legal to transfer some of those funds out of this fund into Fund 10 to offset the expense that the county is out in performing those duties. And Mr. Wood will have to remind us how much money he thinks are in those two accounts. I know he said the other day, I was thinking total was somewhere around $90,000 for cash balance in those two accounts. Added together, but I don't know. I could have.
Didn't bring it all with you, did you?
My balance sheets.
Yeah.
They're on my desk. I can phone a friend.
Phone a friend? You got a friend over there?
They say they are. But that's good enough for me.
Okay, I've got a note out here for possible transfer.
And do you think all of it or 80% of it? One to keep the two line items alive, I guess.
Yes, I mean there are fees coming into them every time a case is filed.
Right.
Which is the reason that a balance is built up. You know, seeing that court's records preservation, we had 40 grand budgeted this year. We spent $341.91 out of there. Mm-hmm. So
if we did 80% of what the balance is, move it over Fund 10, what line item do we think we should? Fund 10. Fund 10 is very large. Where are we going to put it?
No, it would just come in as it would just come in under that out of the revenues.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Transfers in.
Okay. First sheet.
Yeah, they're under. Well, it's coming in under miscellaneous, under reimbursement, under miscellaneous, where those transfers come in at. It come in there in the same place that those Fund 70 and Fund 74 and those other transfers come in at. They just come in right there.
Okay. Is that good enough, Mr. Wood? 80% of the balance? Ready?
I think we need to take a look at what that balance is, because again, you know, part of this is the reserve for the budget in its entirety. So then looking at the courthouse security fund, again, we had previously discussed revenue adjustments based off projections of $18,000 for the district clerk's fees and $12,000 for the Justice of the Peace fees, and from a security equipment expenditure line item from $15,000 to $20,000 on the JP courts. Fund 33, again, looking at the revenue side, increasing revenues to $22,000 to reflect what projected revenues coming in. I was trying to look up specifically the court reporter service fund, and I did not find it in the PAC cheat sheet book. So I'm still not 100% positive if there are any other items outside of visiting reporters where we could expense some of those funds. We'll continue to look. Fund 34, the Leos Train Fund, no adjustments. Fund 35, the Technology Fund, no adjustments there. Fund 37, the Child Abuse Prevention Fund. I believe we're pretty well restricted as to how we can utilize those, and I'm not sure that just a transfer in to the general fund would offset that, but
that's my recollection. We looked at it before.
There's, I'll get with the Child Welfare Board, and there may be the potential to one of their expenses, expenditures, something that might directly offset the amount that we've got budgeted for them as a total. That'd be about the only way I know that we could, you know, draw any of those down. Fund 60, interest sinking fund, again, tax rate is set by the tax assessor collector, and there were no changes or adjustments to that. Fund 70, capital improvement fund, on the transfer out to the general fund, that increased to 600,000 from a previous amount of 300,000. And then numbers as previously discussed with the building renovation being at 150, and then the rest of the numbers remained the same.
That was that statute that you were looking for. It's 102.0186 in the Code of Criminal Procedure, and it's Child Abuse Prevention Fund. It says it may be used only to fund child abuse prevention programs in the county where its work is located. Okay. Programs or services of the Child Welfare Board could be noted as a child abuse prevention program. Those would be qualifying expenses. It's in the Code of Criminal Procedure. The reason it's hard to find, they got it yet. And the reason we don't flag much is because it's only collected on people that are convicted of a list of about 8 offenses. There's $100 conviction fee that's assessed that's put into that fund. That's the reason there's not much collected.
It's $100, then I'm thinking we've had 3 people. In the smidgen. Okay. Thank you.
They've paid.
Yeah. I did not throw that
in. About the list of the offenses. Some of them are incarcerated in penitentiary.
Yeah. I'm worried about it. Yeah.
Have the ability to pay.
Okay.
They're not going to take it off their
commissary. The grant support fund 71. Again, reflecting what we believe is more accurate initial intake off of DR 4781 of 1.3 million. Again, removing the SS4A, but putting HMP in its place for grant reimbursements. And then the transfer out to Road and Bridge to recoup some of the funds that they've expended up to this point. And then again, for contract services and professional fees, $200,000 for the contract services, $100,000 for professional fees to cover expenditures that I anticipate we're going to have with recovery going on with DR 4781. Any questions there? Okay. Moving on to Fund 72. Again, a penny and a half of the rate going into that with a miscellaneous line item for reporting software that the fire departments have requested. But in 73, the water system support fund, no adjustments from the previous allocations that were in there, specifically for the Grove water system and mountain water system. Fund 74, the pretrial diversion. Again, there were adjustments made to revenues based off the county attorney's efficiency in putting people on pretrial diversion. And then reducing that fund balance by a transfer out to support the general fund. Fund 76, hot check collection fund. No adjustments from previous discussions. Because other than the regulars, people just aren't writing checks anymore.
Well, they offer you a check.
Fund 77, vehicle inventory tax interest fund. There were no adjustments from previous discussions on that particular item. Fund 78, seized assets and forfeiture fund. No adjustments to the previous discussions on that particular fund. The ARP fund, again, is a placeholder for the accounting purposes and for the FY26 budget that should go away. Part of Texas Auto Task Force, no adjustments from previous discussions on that. The SB 22 Grant Fund 106, no adjustments from previous discussions on that. The Mental Health Deputy Fund, again, that one has been zeroed out and other than for accounting purposes this year, next year, that fund will go away, Fund 108. Which brings us to, total roll up being property taxes raised at $20,121,558.50, sales taxes at $3,600,000 and other revenues coming in at $7,480,956. With total expenditures being $38,226,221.03. Leaving us a balance for the total budget of $5,718,701.47. Which is a 14.96% reserve. And again, those figures are based off of a tax rate calculated at 44.824 cents, which is a 7.5 cent increase over last year. I think all of the salaries are in line with what I've heard the court previously discuss. Other than I do want to address the executive assistants. I know we had some discussions about it yesterday. And those 1, 2, 3, 4 positions were kind of hit and miss all over, and there's no real rhyme or reason that I can create a schedule for. So I would either propose that we just reset that schedule so that we can get them all on, you know, some parity, or start proposing numbers to apply to them individually.
Them out, looked up, leaned over, and the face was a little red.
Bad joke.
Look, they're paying attention to the sheriff will work.
Bad joke.
Did not bring any of my salary schedule. I didn't know we were going to.
Is that she and your
She's one of your versions. You won't copy them.
There's one she was on the 27th. Then she.
Well, yeah, this is what this is actually probably what we really, what we all kind of agreed on. Going for the clerks. Yeah, I'm just going to process this a little bit. I think there's some that, me personally. I guess. Yeah, this far right number is kind of confusing me, like for all the assistants and the payroll and all of that. I thought they were so assistant clerks with 37.5.
What it was.
Yeah.
What is that for? Where it's a far right judge, it's not labeled. What's that? The delta?
I'm assuming that's the.
That should be the increase over the base rate from the previous that had been adopted.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't think that'd be 7,500.
I might have.
Yeah,
I mean, it
was.
I got it scratched out at, on my page 45. I think it's what it's for.
Yeah, it's 4,500.
Okay. I was not trying to deceive anyone.
I got you.
Yeah, that whole that little column all right there wasn't changed from the original.
What about that last four? Is it supposed to be
the four? Was four.
It is
four. Mm-hmm. But all them other three were
45.
Mm-hmm. Should have been a four instead of a seven.
And I remember the pen in it.
Don't write. I'll get you another pen. So.
Well, that means trash. Steal the ink out of yours and put in mine.
I like that pen, but no. I just don't got no ink in it. It's a bad one.
I checked it.
You can see what belts to do that. He's ready for some more hot
fish. No, he's not. No.
Build his account up.
Yeah, get her numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also had the court clerks. Court clerk. Starting out at 29.5.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't going to 38.5 would not be a 5,000. Yeah. We had them. Yeah, we had 34.5.
Okay, that might have been my fat
That's good.
Finger.
In there.
That, I mean, I was trying to be consistent and get things done as quickly as possible.
Gotcha.
So 34.5 would reflect the 5,000.
Yeah. And we, okay. Even though they're separate, I mean, then this is a discussion we need to have. Is a JP court clerk basically the same level as a district court clerk or a county court clerk? I'm not talking about really responsibilities, but.
That is the, what was proposed to the court about 2-3 years ago from the JP's office. And it was the consensus of the court at that time that even though those court clerk responsibilities are distinctly different, the value of those positions are equitable or on line with court clerks.
What's up there in the... Yeah, I just didn't. I don't have their starting anywhere. I don't know where they are today.
Is that
they're on the
JP clerks, huh?
Court clerk
29.5. Yeah, 29.5. What we had before. Them and the court clerks were both the same.
Mm-hmm.
34.5.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I thought they were at the same level. So I think. That one would probably be 34.5 also.
Yes, I pinned that in.
Okay.
It was, again, it was not to.
Okay.
It was.
4 and 8.
All right.
Of course, I voiced my opinion. I think executive assistant should be at 40,000 starting pay, not talking about anything, the people in the jobs. And the only reason being, I tried to make that distinction between what an assistant, you know, county clerk and an assistant district clerk, to me, their job functions are I tried to stay out of particulars, but, you know, if anybody's executive assistant, including the sheriffs, if you were incapacitated, Gay's not going to step in for you. You have your chief deputy. If she is incapacitated, then her assistant clerk should step in for her and basically be able to run the department. I don't think our executive assistants have the capability to step in. And so I just wanted to separate. I think there should be separation between an assistant's chief deputy tax and, I think payroll could be put back up there. But anyway, just I think the executive assistant should be at 40.
I agree.
Okay. If we do that, then I can't integrate a longevity schedule because there are some that are making more than 40 right now. That, I mean, it would be a pay cut if we put them under a wage scale.
That's where I get that confused about this whole. But and this is the thing that, in fact, I've talked to multiple people and nobody can really ever give the answer because we don't have a starting salary for the executive assistants. It was never really set that I could find.
2023, it was set.
At 38?
38.
Okay, so 38. So if it's at 38, correct me if I'm, if we're starting at 38, we raise it to 40. And everybody gets a $2,000. All executive assistants get a $2,000 raise. The only other caveat we had was I think there were a few or one at least that missed a step raise that probably should have gotten it.
Yep.
And I have no problem with going back and doing those retroactive to catch up, on a step raise if they missed it. Kind of trying to keep parity and equity.
Yes. And then the issue again becomes that, the salary had been adopted at 38 and not everyone started at 38.
The last one that was hired in that position, I think, started at 39.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and looked. That's the best I could tell.
That's correct.
And then there was one at least that was started at lower than that, that went to 39 at the same time, that the same year that that one was hired in at 39.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of get, try to get things leveled off the best ability.
And
that one has since got their 1 year bump, which another one has coming plus something. Whatever y'all decide on.
And then it, you know, during the budget process of last year, as one duty title, you know, or job description title changed over, they started at 42. I believe that's what we're carrying, you know, for that.
That one was an executive assistant 17 on budget. I went back and looked because I thought that their job title was changed last year as well, but they were categorized as an executive assistant. Can't remember if it was the 17-18 budget or the 18-19 budget. I think it was 17-18 budget.
See, and I don't know. I didn't look, but when I was following along, I think that Don Jones had proposed that one, and it was taking it, that position to be from like a clerk level position to office manager. Thought that was the change in the 17-18 budget. But again, I was sitting out there facing this way, not this way at that time.
Front office manager is supposed to be 39 hours at 36.
Starting at 31.5, yeah. We only have one of those, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
One in code, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
37's right.
No, well, I mean, it can be, but we neither one of these as well. That's kind of why we're talking.
8-8 of 17 is when that position, so that would have been the 17-18 budget.
Yeah.
That position, administrative assistant, it got moved over to the executive assistant in that budget year, that 17-18 budget year.
Okay.
When he got done, she was an administrative assistant. And we got her as the executive assistant. Yeah, and that was, I think you heard all that. That was the summer of 17. The schedule wasn't approved until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, but then. So that's part of my confusion is because I look back at my budget from this would have been one of mine, the only one I had at the time, it said step three, and it had a raise for them in there for step three. As an executive assistant, and it was in the budget, it was in there, it was right out this. So then I was even more confused. I should pay better attention to 1 year, I guess. I can't remember what year that was in. But I got all of them. You know, no basis. So this would have been the This is the 2023 proposed budget. This is step three.
Which would lead you to believe there's been step one and step two.
Yes.
Somewhere down the line.
So that was a $1,500 step three, and that would have been, so that was.
That would have been a 5-year.
Which would have been accurate. She started in, well, she started in 17. That's my recollection. Let's see. Yes, 17. This would have been the budget that was approved in the summer of 22 for the 22-23 year. So two pay periods, so 1 month into that fiscal year is when she was supposed to get it. But, I mean, so that was the, like I said, that was the FY23 budget that was approved in the summer of 22 for the 22-23 year. Step three, so we already had steps then. But I think that's when we talked about that. That's been 2 years ago. When we had the schedule, had a little schedule. And then this year, there was a 7 year, right? There was in there seven on there also. That one deal?
Yes.
7 year deal?
Yep.
Which when you say step three, it was kind of misleading. It was the third in the, so it was year one, year three, year five is what. Yeah, actually reflecting.
So this year she got her year seven, because I remember writing a letter. I remember, and that would have been last fall, so it's been a while back, but I do remember that. That would have been this year. And so in last year's budget. Yeah, last year's budget. Oh. Yeah, this so. Yeah, she was at 42,175 in that budget after the step. Just to give you all an idea of where people would be on the system if they would have been in the system. They didn't know a very good job out there. System. Yeah. I think we can all get that. It's okay.
And you had 23 years to get confused.
I just fix it. Let's move on.
Fix it, roll on down the street.
So I'll express my opinion is I think we should put the executive assistant at 40 and the office manager at 39. But that's my opinion. And I think that'll write it. And I have no problem with if we have an executive assistant that was in the position and earned a step raise that got overlooked, I would have no problem with giving those to them, if we can, payroll can figure all that out. I mean, that would be my.
I agree.
Is there any compromise at 41?
That's what I said, yeah. Okay, before you.
I'm in such a compromising mood today.
Yeah. All right.
And 39 on office manager.
Yeah, I've got, I just probably didn't update it. I get up just trying to get it done. And I can't confirm that I've looked at the office manager in here, but I will specifically look at that one to make sure that raise is reflected in the budget. The other clerk, court clerk, admin positions
I saw that.
That I'm aware of are reflected off of this schedule, the corrected schedule.
Yeah, depending on what number it is in, it could actually, it's going to lower the overall instead of the whatever, 8,000.
I don't think we had 38 in there, 38.5. I think that was my fat finger drill
doing
in doing this
okay
paperwork as opposed to what's what's reflected in the budget. But I'll go back and I'll double check that. I did tell Mr. Wood that, or asked Mr. Wood if we could go back and verify to make sure that we've got longevity included for everyone. You know, but nothing's 100%, but I believe we're at a 90%+ solution on having accurate salaries reflected in the kind of this revised amended budget that we went over today. So,
is a paralegal and a legal
it's not approved.
No.
It was presented on this day, but it was not approved.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I thought we both have them 45, and I thought one of them was supposed to be less than the other. I didn't, that's what I didn't understand.
Well, they're trying to get it on paper. I believe that legal assistants are being proposed for some positions, and that proposed rate is at 45. The last document that I have on paralegals had it at 45. I didn't set those. Those are what was given to me by our prosecutors.
So they're both set at 45.
That's what I'm tracking at this point. And I haven't.
You know what I mean. They find the right one, they'll come to us, talk to us, and propose a salary difference.
They have like a been at 35 legal assistant, paralegal.
On that form we did have them as a starting salary of 35 for legal assistants.
Mr. Boyd's
quite a bit different.
Mr. Boyd's sheet shows legal assistants 0 to 1 at 35.
1, 3, 37, 37, 47, 40, 7, 10, 45, 10 plus at 50. Can you give me a proposed job description name for your new positions? Well, then there was a comment, though, that was made the other day that I thought I wrote it down that we weren't going to call them paralegals. They were going back to call them legal assistants.
No. I was talking about that business night at Rolling Bridge that my compliance and person, my compliance administrator, that me and Ms. Well are still arguing over a proper title for. She doesn't like executive assistant, and I'm okay with that. So
we know Slim's not an executive.
On here it just says like compliance enforcement admin or something, so that's fine. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
We'll figure that out when the smoke clears.
Then I misunderstood, I thought.
No, I'm fine with those others. Just
okay.
Leave them labeled like they are. We'll okay. Deal with it. And then those legal assistants, Mr. Boyd's got a bunch of them already in them. He's got a pay schedule that they all neatly fit into. He's happy with. Talked to him about that. Said he was happy with it.
Legal assistant started 35.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Something along those lines.
Right. Okay.
Love it. Get a slideshow.
Anything else we need to cover?
But I don't have any problem working with HR and coming up with a job description for those, because there's probably not a job description for the other one of those either in the county. But we come up with one, and that'll fit. I mean, drafting of legal documents, and review and preparation of pleadings. That's what they do. And so every day. So we don't have a problem coming up with a job description for them. We can get on online.
Okay.
Two requests, one Mr. Wood, or when you guys make all the last and final changes this afternoon, you need to email that at least to me. I guess the others would like an email copy of that so I can review it tonight. We got a big meeting in the morning, and then also, yeah, Jed, when you guys change this out, I'll just email that to us.
Absolutely.
And then we can take care of business tomorrow.
Okay.
Absolutely. Somebody going to warn Mr. Crothers about doing a little math on that. My recollection was that he said it's not be a, it's when he does that tax rate deal, it's got to have a percentage in there and some stuff. And that percentage, I think, is maybe based on total expenditures or something. And we're talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I talked with him previously, and I'm going to go over because. Yeah. If there is a budget that's adopted tomorrow, we've got to adjust some of that language, and those numbers are adjusted in there. So he had asked, you know, coming out of this, if I could give him a heads up so that he can get something prepared ahead of time. So.
Favorite county employee, happy.
Okay, so any alibis go around the room, Mr. Wood?
Me, sir.
Commissioner?
9 a.m.
In the regular courtroom.
All right, I'll be there.
Commissioner Matthews?
I have nothing at this time, thank you.
Nothing.
Okay, Mr. Bell? Ms. Newton? Okay, all right, thank you all.
We appreciate the posse always showing.
I appreciate everyone's participation today. That concludes the business of the county, and we are adjourned.
Need Red Bull?